WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For more than a year, College Station City staff and consultants have been meeting with Welburn community residents. This has been part of developing the formerly unincorporated community that was annexed under opposition almost 2 years ago. Mayor Nancy Berry attended a recent neighborhood meeting.
A number of the people that had been in front of City Council and arguing were there and were very enthusiastic.
So, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was a very positive move, and so we're moving in that direction.
One of the options is building retail businesses along Live Oak Street, which runs parallel to Welburn Road.
They were saying that could be, you know, little town center where they could have a coffee shop or a little ice cream parlor or something, and that, you know, if they didn't want anything more than two stories, then that's the way the zoning would go. So it was an opportunity for them to create what they wanted to see in Welburn.
Another idea would be to install signage along Welburn Road using railroad ties to welcome motorists to the neighborhood. This week's local weather forecast couldn't be better to catch some rare comet watching. Don Corona at the A&M Observatory says look for the Pan-STARRS comet under the crescent moon as the sun sets below the horizon.
You should definitely be prepared. In other words, go out before the sun sets, and then right after the sun dips below the horizon, then get your binoculars out and start looking for the crescent moon, because it's coming off a new moon. And that'll give you a good marker to sort of where to spot the comet. Tonight, you should be able to see it fine right after the sun sets, but you definitely need an unobstructed view of the west.
Corona says there's a 30-minute window to see the comet each evening this week, with tonight being the best night. And $2 billion from the state's Rainy Day Fund could be applied to increasing water supplies. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station says the Brazos River Authority needs $20 to $30 million for projects in his district.
I met with the BRA, and we started talking about some projects and how we can get those funded, especially these small communities that are having water issues, and primarily Marlin, Bremont, Cossie, Grosbeck. So with a possibility of a project right there in the middle of those three counties to serve, you know, 5 to 6 small communities, those are going to be high priority.
Cassell says money also has to be found to take care of growing wastewater treatment and disposal needs. And a Houston-based company with a location in College Station is the subject of the latest settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office. Tom Kelly with the AG's office says dark tan salons can no longer advertise their tanning beds can help prevent cancer.
Add vitamin D to the body and perhaps reduce the risk of cancer. Those kind of claims are not allowable under the law in Texas or maybe most states.
Kelly says the FDA would have to agree with those health benefits, and they haven't.
And there's a price to be paid if you're going to go out and make false advertising claims like this.
Dark Tan must pay nearly $142,000 to resolve those advertising claims. And anti-toll road activists will be pushing lawmakers today to drop plans for tax increases, and especially drop plans for toll roads. Terry Hall of Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom says the proposals now in the legislature are crazy and would tax people out of their cars.
In fact, one bill would raise your gas tax 10 cents a gallon and double your vehicle registration fee.
She says a proposal on the table would provide $3 billion for roads today by using the vehicle sales tax money, the existing tax Texans already pay anytime they buy a new or used vehicle, for roads, as was intended, instead of for general revenue. She suspects the long-term goal is for lawmakers to tell citizens there's no money available, so they'll have to accept toll roads. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 44 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC. Forget synthetic chemical lawn fertilizers. We don't use them anymore. We're using products in green lawn management that improves the health of Brazos Valley yards and reduces environmental impact. Our natural microbial approach works beneath the soil to promote ongoing lawn health. And weeds, we'll pull many of them by hand. You'll enjoy a better looking, healthier lawn. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Morning satellite photos show clear skies over the region, just some high cloudiness down towards Galveston Bay. Otherwise, it is clear from Brownsville on back off towards the El Paso area and up into Amarillo and Dallas. So much of the state enjoying sunshine throughout the day. It will be one of those locations. Temperatures today near 70. It'll be clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunny and 70 tomorrow. Sunshine, breezy, 70 to 75 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The A&M basketball press conference for men and women were held yesterday. We'll share that with you. The Aggies will try and get back on the winning foot with baseball. And we've also got updates for you on volleyball playing back at the Holler House. All that and more coming up with sports at 7:50.
So when is St. Patrick's Day?
This coming Sunday?
Is that I don't know. I'm asking.
No.
I'm asking.
So 17th or 18th, whatever the Sunday is, 17th.
Yeah, okay.
It's the 17th.
All right. Yeah, I figured a couple of Irish people would know that.
Oh, Faith and Begora.
Yeah, you know it. So if you're looking for...
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. Yeah. Well, you see, but I'm Scottish. That's why, you know, you Irish people annoy us. So we.
Well, you know, everyone who went to Scotland immigrated from Ireland.
Yeah, I know. Well, we wear orange on St.
Patrick's
Day. I
thought Delucia was Italian.
Well, it is, but on the other side of the family, it's Scottish.
Scottish grandma that made such good meatballs.
That's right, MacDonald. That was her name. Yeah,
so that pretty much means you and I came out drinking because I'm Irish and Italian.
That's it. Got to do that. That's exactly right. So anyway, if you're looking for a four-leaf clover, we have some hunting skills from Kay McCowan Mansfield. And, of course, she had to let us know that her maiden name was McCowan because Kale Mansfield doesn't sound like somebody who'd...
It just sounds like a British name.
Right.
Mansfield.
Been hunting four-leaf clover since the age of 10, found hundreds of them. Here are the tips. Don't inspect the clover patch too carefully. And now is a perfect time because many people out there in their yards, that's the only green stuff that's there.
Yes,
clover.
I do.
So there you go. You can go out there and do that. But inspect the clover patch, just kind of scan, because three-leaf clovers create a triangular pattern. Of course, the cross-shaped fourth one would make it stand out. So just kind of don't look too closely, just scan. Next, check near the edges first. Four-leaf clovers tend to grow there for some reason. Didn't know that, huh?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. If you find a four-leaf clover, mark the spot. It's a genetic defect that the plant of that plant or nearby plants, and it will produce more. So know that, and you can look next
Very
time.
Cool.
If you find a five-leaf clover, you are lucky indeed. They don't exist very often. One in a million, as a matter of fact. And if you find a whole patch of four-leaf clovers and you think you've hit the mother lode, keep looking. There's probably something else. There are a few other ground cover plants that look a lot like clover. Real clover is dark green with a pale yellow line across the leaves. So there you are, just to think about that. So this morning they're going in and they're going to lock the doors and they're going to see if they can find themselves a pope, huh?
Yeah, and see what color smoke comes out.
Do you think they keep on their shoes? Do you think as soon as they get in there they just, you know, they just kick back? I mean, we'll never know, will we?
No.
We'll
not
never
unless
know.
We become a priest.
Well, yeah,
and
a cardinal.
And considering that...
We need to be a cardinal, not just a priest, yeah.
Well, even if we'd have to work our way up, and
yeah,
y'all two are kind of crazy, and I'm a female, so I don't think it's going to work
out. But anyway, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go in there and chat a little bit. But here are a few things that you might not have known about being pope. Just in time. He could be a teenager. There's no official age requirement for the position of pope. The youngest pope to ever be elected in Vatican history was Pope John XII, who is believed to have been 18 when he ascended to the papacy. That was in 955.
Well, that was considered then kind of an old man, though.
Yeah. Most recently, Pope Clement X is the oldest, nearly 80, when he became pontiff back in 1679. He has to be multilingual. Latin, of course, is the language of the church, and the pope must be fluent in order to conduct business. Day-to-day correspondence conducted in modern languages. He goes to confessional. Did you know that? Did you know he goes to confession?
Who does he confess to?
Well, yeah, I don't know. He may be the Holy Father, but the pope is not exempt from confession. In fact, popes observe the sacrament far more frequently than your average Catholic. In fact, once a week, Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI went to confession weekly. He has his own hospital. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's like Pope care. Not Obamacare, it's Pope care. Yeah. The Vatican has a health assistance fund. Employees must contribute 2% of their yearly salaries to be enrolled. But, you know, it says they have no co-pays for insurance for doctor's visits and only additional charge of 75 cents for prescriptions and lab tests and ultrasounds. Wow. Why do they need an ultrasound? Oh, I guess it could be for any number of reasons. Okay, yeah.
I was curious, too.
Yes. He has no material possessions. As pope, the pontiff does not own anything, though he has the custodianship of the church's fortune during his reign. It's almost impossible for a modern pope to be the worst pope in history.
Oh, well, so you got nowhere to go but up.
That's right. Pope Alexander VI, apparently, was the worst of all popes. He was selling cardinal positions when they needed money. The church needed money, but that was a long time ago. He's got budget problems just like everybody else. Running the seat of the Catholic Church is expensive. In 2011, the Vatican reported a record high budget deficit of $19 million. That's a deficit. And this is kind of interesting. I had wondered about this too. He is infallible sometimes. See, the concept of papal infallibility is widely misunderstood. The pope himself is not infallible because he's human, after all. So it's when he makes decrees, you see, that's when he's the moral head of the church, then he can't be wrong. But, you know, he can stub his toe just like anybody else. So there you go. We'll find out. Yeah, see how all that works out. Japanese researchers have found out that we burn 1.4 calories every time we click our computer mouse. Great workout. And it gets your index finger so much stronger, too, at the same time.
Well, my index finger does feel skinny.
Yeah, there. Okay, well, you see. 720, ask yourself this. Have you ever seen anybody cleaning the handles or the keypads on a gas pump?
No.
Cat?
Nope.
Gas? It's like, yep, no. Gas pumps and keypads are some of the germiest things that you'll come in contact with. And what you touch can get your hands, you know, that you do that, then you put it in your mouth or something like that, and all of a sudden. So the gasoline handle is someplace you need to worry about on the gas pump. The handle and the keypad's touched by dozens, maybe hundreds of people every day, and who knows what's on their hands. Not only are they seldom cleaned, there's usually a roof over the pumps, so rain doesn't even wash that gunk off, whatever it happens to be. So just think it's a perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And again, one more place to take your hand sanitizer. And maybe just put a little squirt right there on the keypad while you're there. Rub it in and, you know, be a nice guy for everybody else who follows.
Scott will love you forever.
Yeah, no, I'm just, that's okay. But I mean, but see, I put on a latex glove anyway when I do that.
Really?
Not serious.
I do, yeah.
No way.
What?
You're joking.
No, I don't. No, because I use diesel, and diesel is really nasty.
Okay, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, they used to keep those mitts, but it's a whole lot easier just to go to the store and buy like a $5 box of latex gloves.
Well, yeah. I mean, what is the, not to say shelf life, but of bacteria growing on something? I mean, doesn't it die eventually when it's not on somebody?
I don't, you know, that sounds to me like a great project. Somebody ought to get some funding for that. See if that could work
I've
out.
I've outgrown but, science fair.
I understand, but
much.
I'm not saying science fair. I'm saying serious funding out there. Mm-hmm.
It was better than some of the things we've talked about.
And there's a new Alphabet song There's new, yep, next half hour. We're not going to talk about it now, but there's a new Alphabet song.
Would they add a letter?
I'm not saying. Have you seen those running shoes that look like feet?
Yes.
They're called, like, barefoot or minimalist shoes.
Yeah, they got little toes on them.
Yep. And a matter of fact, they're doing pretty well as far as sales are concerned. If you're tempted to try them, be forewarned that those who make the switch are at risk of injury, especially women. The danger is in the transition from a regular shoe to a barefoot style. Experts say you need to follow the recommendations and let your feet adjust to the new shoes with shorter runs at first. Many runners who make that switch and run more than a mile out of the gate wind up with injuries to the bones in their feet.
Mm. Really?
Yep, including stress fractures, pulled calf muscles, and Achilles tendonitis. So if you do that, they just do. They look weird, and, of course, I wouldn't be able to stand that. Things between my toes like that, could not do it.
Everybody I know that wears them swears by them.
Really?
Yep. They said it takes a little to get used to, but once you do.
Won't go back to anything else, huh?
Nope. Absolutely. Love walking around in them.
Man, I can't. Well, walking around might be different. I'm not sure. I can't bear the idea of things between my toes. Makes me crazy. All right, 723.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You know, there are basics in jewelry, just like there are basics in anything else, and David Gardner's staff can help you through that choosing of basics. Of course, probably the first thing, the default thing that you think about for an item would be diamond studs. Diamond earring studs are popular, have been for years. And one of the great things about David Gardner's is they have a situation where you can trade up. You get the diamond studs that you can afford right now, and then as you get the ability to make those studs larger, the stones in them larger, then you can do a trade-up deal with David Gardner's, which is really neat. Also, David Yurman, this is a very, very popular line of jewelry, and you can buy it in all sorts of places, but the VIP club that they have at David Gardner's kind of sets them apart because your purchases gain you credit for the next year. And certain times of the year, you can get double points, as a matter of fact. But if you want to start the David Yurman collection, David Gardner's is the place to do that. That's why people from really all over the state, all over this part of the United States, buy from David Gardner so that they get that kind of extra deal there with the David Yurman VIP Club. So check into that as well. Of course, they're an authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service. So lots of reasons, lots of things for you to find at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
Time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sunny and a high of 74 today. Winds out of the southeast at about 5. Tonight it'll be 44. Then tomorrow a little cooler. It's 71 or so. And then 73 and on Thursday and up to near 77 or so as we head toward the weekend. No mention of rain in the forecast. Tonight will be our coolest night remaining in the week at 44. Currently, winds are calm, 70% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 40 degrees out there.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Here's a sad story. The Wall Street Journal reports that Obamacare is causing problems at our institutions of higher learning, colleges. That pesky Obamacare mandate, which requires employers to offer coverage to people who work 30 hours or more, has caused shocking consequences. Colleges are forcing adjunct professors to work shorter hours. Now, many colleges have decided to hold a line on additional costs, especially those that are already facing budget restraints from the state. Stark State College, Ohio, spelled out the stark reality for their part-time employees in a letter. Said in order to avoid penalties under Obamacare, employees with part-time or adjunct status will not be assigned more than an average of 29 hours per week. One part-time English professor, Robert Bala, is unhappy. The father of two doesn't have health insurance. With his hours cut, he'll lose $2,000 in pay. He complains that the school's decision goes against the spirit of Obamacare. In education, we're working for the public good. We are public employees at a public institution. We should be the first ones to uphold the law, to set the example, he said. Hey, Professor, some of us look at it a little differently. You guys helped give us Obama, so take what's coming with all this sniveling. You have time on your hands. Get a second job or a third one, like a whole lot of other people do, to have to make ends meet in this Obama economy. Liberalism has consequences, pal. Deal with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Thanks for calling Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Hi. I just found out our company lost a contract because our D&B business credit file had missing scores or incomplete information. Can you help me with that?
Of course. Can I get the name of your business?
Sure. DBC Manufacturing in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay. I've got your business credit file right here. And I do see incomplete areas and missing scores that could be affecting your business.
Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. has a free offer to help you grow your business. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight is your best opportunity to catch a comet. And with clear skies in the forecast, Dawn Corona at the A&M Observatory says right above the horizon, look to the southwest and the crescent moon to find the Pan-STARRS comet.
By the time the sun is far enough below the horizon to where this comet stands out, between that point and the time the comet sets, you know, you're looking at, you know, 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes maybe, just depending on the day. This comet is just sort of grazing our horizon, so we don't get a lot of time to view it.
Corona says this is the brightest comet we've had the opportunity to see since 1976. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry was an observer at the most recent meeting of city staff, consultants, and residents of the Welborn community.
Where they had a number of architects and landscape architects that met for a day and a half with this resource team and other members of the Welborn community. And they said, okay, what are the things that you really want, you know, they learned what the city could do and couldn't do.
Berry says architects developed proposed signage intended to provide a more visible identity to what was an unincorporated town that was annexed nearly 2 years ago.
The community of Welborn loved the railroad, so they proposed entrance signs, no exit signs, but entrance signs that's on railroad ties.
Oh,
that would be,
okay.
It says
yeah.
Welborn community.
Another idea is to develop land along Live Oak Street, parallel to Welborn Road, as a retail area. A growing need for water in Texas is not only about consumption. That was one of the things State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station learned in recent meetings with the Brazos River Authority and the House Agriculture Committee.
It's all about infrastructure, and you know, one of the points we brought up with the BRAs, we're not talking about the wastewater treatment or the disposal side, and that part of the infrastructure has some issues too. So we've got a lot of work to do, and it is key to get this done, because if we wait any longer, the cost is going to escalate.
$2 billion is expected to be spent from the state's rainy day fund towards water projects. Cassell says the Brazos River Authority could use at least $20 million for projects in his district. In the meantime, Texas has been receiving some heavy springtime rains, and geologists warn that there is the potential for sinkholes to form in some areas, much like the one which swallowed up a man in Tampa, Florida last week.
Though it's not common, geologist Jeff Payne says in Texas, sinkholes hundreds of feet deep are capable of forming during this time of year when heavy spring rains move through the state.
Most of the sinkholes in Texas are springtime sinkholes.
Payne says there's no predicting where a sinkhole will form, and Terry Vernon of Houston knows that for a fact, as she was sucked into a sinkhole while walking in her backyard and survived.
The only way I can explain it is like I stepped off the roof of a house, because I went down that fast and I went to my shoulders just instantly.
Joe Gomez, TSN News.
For 5 years, the Texas Attorney General's office has been investigating claims made by a Houston-based chain of tanning salons. Dark tan salons, including a College Station location, had advertised their tanning beds can increase levels of vitamin D in the body and had videos claiming their ultraviolet light yielded a decreased risk of breast cancer.
The Food and Drug Administration has not approved tanning beds for that purpose or for companies to make those types of claims, and it's just unlawful.
Tom Kelly with the State Attorney General's office says Dark Tan has agreed to stop marketing the false claims. Part of the settlement includes Dark Tan paying almost $142,000. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 44 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
And now for the entire month of March, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook, then click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer, ink, or toner. That's 50% off just by clicking Cartridge World's Facebook offer tab.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, 737 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We have high pressure in control of our weather this morning. Looks like several nice days shaping up for the region. Sunshine and turning comfortable as the day goes on. Highs will reach 70. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. We have more sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 70. Clear tomorrow night with a low anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees. Mostly sunny and breezy for Thursday. High 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. You've got one last chance, maybe, to see athletics at the Holler House. We'll fill you in on those details, plus some men's and women's basketball press conferences were held yesterday. All that and more coming up with Sports in 12.
Okay, now, Sean Lowe is going to choose his, he's the bachelor, right? He's going to make his choice. When is that?
Oh, I thought he'd already chosen his choice.
No, I don't know.
You're asking the wrong guy on that one. Okay. I have never watched that show.
I haven't watched it either, but I had read about it.
Really?
Yeah, I think he already chose.
What caused you to be so interested enough to even read about it?
Nothing. It was on a list of 10 things you should know today.
Oh, I've seen that from the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Makes you more interesting to know that kind of stuff, right?
Maybe, or just makes you look like a loser who watches those shows.
Well, you know. Again,
no offense to anybody who watches those shows.
No, not at all. Years ago when Survivor started, we in fact had a correspondent because the three of us weren't going to watch it. There wasn't any way, and so we had her call in. I think it was on Sunday nights or something, and then Monday or the day after, she would call in and let us know who got voted off the island. It kept us at least at arm's length from the show, yet for those people who wanted to know.
Made you look like you cared.
Well,
right?
I guess, sure, fine. That's I think she got a prize out of the deal, so that was pretty good for her,
yeah.
Too.
Not
so.
Above a little bribery.
Nothing wrong with that. And again, it keeps you from having to watch it. Now, but, you know, from time to time, I'll pick up a star and we'll read that because, you know, I don't want you to have to actually go buy one of those. A lot of women claim that a sense of humor is their favorite quality in a man.
It's important.
If you think you're funny, you'd better be good-looking, too. A recent study found that women laughed more at jokes delivered by good-looking guys. Seems the response to humor is more sensitive when we're physically attracted to somebody. Both men and women perceive wit as a sign of intelligence and good genes, which, of course, enhances the chance that that's marrying material right there. If good looks are involved, there is an attractive advantage. On the other hand, people who don't get the joke tend to be perceived as less attractive, regardless of what their looks are. Really? Huh. Just because you don't get a joke? Dang. By the way, in case you missed it this morning, there are more Americans on food stamps than any other time in American history. Just to make
thanks
you feel
for bringing that back up again.
You know, if we have to look at it in a positive way, which I want to try to do because otherwise I'll just get discouraged.
Sure.
Actually, there only are more people on food stamps now since food stamps were invented. But it's incorrect to say in American history because there were no food stamps until a certain point.
Okay. Since they've been keeping records, this is the highest number
since
or whatever.
Since they've started food stamps.
Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you?
I'm good. No wonder I get laughed at all the time.
That's it, right?
Not laughing at you, we're laughing near you.
Say
you're that
he's
good
attractive.
Looking, right? Yeah, when you're that good looking, then. A moderate but widespread earthquake rolled through Southern California yesterday morning, leaving buildings swaying in San Diego all the way up to Los Angeles.
Yeah, people in Palm Springs were freaking out.
Were they? Well, it's because they got a lot of money. They don't want to die, right? The quake's epicenter, 100 miles southeast of Los Angeles, in the desert community of Anza. Anza. So, there you are. Source claims that the there'll be a fingerprint sensing component as part of the next iPhone. No other details are available, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to be able to unlock your iPhone with a fingerprint. Either that or somebody will chop off your finger when they steal your phone, just so they can keep using it.
Good.
I'm just saying. Police rescued a treasure-hunting Texas woman who got lost in the mountains of New Mexico in near-freezing temperatures. Shannon spelled C-H-A-N-O-N. How's that? Shannon Thompson, she's 33, had come in search of treasure that an author says he buried in the Santa Fe National Forest. Shannon's boyfriend reported her missing Friday when he didn't hear from her, and the rescue teams found her the next morning, not seriously hurt. She was just one of many seeking emeralds, diamonds, and rubies, oh my. The 82-year-old author Forrest Fenn claims to have buried the treasure. In his book, Forrest's book is called The Thrill of the Chase, he wrote a cryptic poem that apparently it has the poem here.
Is any part of it, do not seek the treasure?
No, it doesn't say anything about that. Fenn says that he had sold almost 3,000 copies of the book, which he wrote to leave a legacy after being diagnosed with cancer. I guarantee you when someone finds that chest, they're going to be shocked. Yeah, that they went to that much trouble and there's not any money in it. Yeah, we don't enjoy that. So, there you are. You're unsatisfied with that current position that you have as the regional assistant to the director of whatever, and you're ready for a career change. And while career counselors may discourage you from changing job trajectories this late in life, it might be hard to pass up a gig this good. Yep, over 100 Catholic cardinals are meeting, and apparently someone has posted an ad for the job of Pope on LinkedIn. Oh,
that's brilliant.
Nice, yes. An Illinois politician wants to push through a law banning lion burgers. Lion burgers.
Good.
Luis Arroyo, who is a Democrat representative, says of Chicago, hasn't specified any restaurants where he thinks lion meat is being sold, but he reportedly is demanding that something be done. These are zoo animals. There are other meats that we can eat besides the lions. Remember that movie that starred the Ferris Bueller dude and Marlon Brando. Who's the kid from Ferris Bueller and Marlon Brando? And what he would do is...
John Cryer?
No, from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Anyway, the... Matthew Broderick. What they would do is they would get people to come and eat this rare food, and it really wasn't. They'd say it's ostrich, and they'd charge them like $1,300, and it was actually chickens. And that had to do with people who wanted to eat exotic meals. All right, so a new alphabet.
Yeah, you got my attention
a
last time.
A new alphabet. Of course, we all sang that song, and do you still do that, right, when you're trying to... When you're trying to alphabetize something, does the song go through your head? Do you sing the song?
Yeah. I don't know, is this a sarcastic alphabet? Is there a letter for sarcasm now to indicate sarcasm?
No. For instance, let's say that this new alphabet goes ASDFGHJ.
I'm screwed because I'll never remember it.
That's the keyboard. I am not memorizing a keyboard.
But let's think about this, okay? Let's think about this whole idea. Now, she's got this thing, this lady named Laura St. James, is creator of pewter bugs, for little techies, saying that learning the keyboard may, in fact, be the thing to do. Learn the keyboard as you learn your letters.
I think that's pretty much dead on.
I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Why do we have to change everything all the time?
Because that makes a lot of sense.
Think about how...
Says the dyslexic.
No.
Wow!
No kidding. That was a shot from the grassy knoll, wasn't it?
Back into the left.
Right. Think about how you use things. I mean, and that's what she's speaking to.
There is more to life than computers, man.
I'm just saying, think about how people use things. Electronic gadgets are everywhere. And for kids of all ages and a lot of parents, learning how to use them is important. I mean, think about it. How many people do like little two-fingered typing, okay? And like I learned how to type, and I worked for a newspaper, but I don't know how to touch type.
Well,
I can't
do that.
Well, if we
want to screw everything up, why don't we just throw out the alphabet and learn IPA, since it can give us a more direct notation of what the phonetic sounds are.
Well,
changes. No. If it's change, cat doesn't like.
Yeah,
it.
No kidding. Back at that. So, hello.
Here's one. How about we teach our kids how to write?
Well, that no.
Exactly.
No. Well, but you now. But wait a minute. Learning how to write has nothing to do with the order of the letters in the alphabet, does it?
Probably not.
I don't think it does. It's the alphabet is the way that you list. I mean,
there must be some reason they put it in that order once upon a time.
Yeah, the Greeks. Yeah, exactly. The Greek dudes did that. Yeah, that's exactly. And dudettes, I guess. But that's what they're putting forth is how are people using the letters differently now? You know, it's an interesting idea. That's what I'm telling you.
But ASDFTHJ, yeah, it's not sound right.
Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you're married, do you ever wonder what you and your spouse will be doing when you're old and gray? Maybe you're already there. If so, hopefully you know what an incredible blessing it is to spend your life with the one you love. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'd like to introduce you to Jonathan and Betty Hutchinson. They're big fans of the University of Connecticut. Jonathan graduated from there in 1943. At the age of 88, he and his 90-year-old bride traveled to the Czech Republic to cheer their college team on in the Women's World Basketball Championships. Jonathan and Betty left their home in Concord, New Hampshire, and flew to Eastern Europe. Then they took a 3.5-hour train ride to watch the tournament. They became instant celebrities among the players and coaches, as well as darlings of the Czech media. By all accounts, they're one of the most enthusiastic and energetic couples you could hope to find. When a reporter asked him about the trip, Jonathan said, "We thought it would be a really good last hurrah." The Hutchinsons have been married for 60 years. When my wife, Jean, and I reach that point, I hope and pray that we'll still be having adventures together, and like the Hutchinsons, we'll always be ready for one more last hurrah. I'm sure the Hutchinsons have their share of challenges, but their story is a great reminder that lifelong love is not only possible, it's the way marriage was meant to be. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy addressed the media on Monday in advance of the Aggies' trip to Nashville for the 2013 SEC men's basketball tournament. The first question was asked about Aggie star Elston Turner, who speculation had him with a broken finger.
We're not sure. I mean, he's going to try to do some things today. He didn't practice with us at all the last few days. His treatment's going well. I think he obviously wants to play, and I think he'll try to play. We'll know more after practice this afternoon.
E.T. came out later in the press conference and put all speculation to rest.
I went to the doctor this morning and got a second look at the x-rays, and it looks like I will be playing on Wednesday.
The SEC tournament starts tomorrow for the Aggies at 9 p.m. pregame scheduled with Dave and Al. That starts at 8:30, and all the action is live here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Then the press conference turned to the ladies, and it was Coach Blair's turn. And, of course, one of the first questions he was asked was about being the first Aggie team to win an SEC title.
You knew it was coming by what we had already done in the individual sports. We were close in football. We were close in soccer and volleyball. We won West Division championships. But after it wasn't done before us, we definitely wanted to be that champion. And we talked about it not going into the last day. We talked about it when we got to the tournament. We had that much confidence in ourselves.
The ladies will have to wait until next Monday to find out where they'll be seated. But Coach Blair, ever the bracketologist, says he knows, quote, and he has us pegged at a 3 seed, and he even guaranteed it. The Aggies are looking to get back on the winning track in their last game before hitting the conference circuit. A&M hosts Houston Baptist, coming off a pair of losses to wrap up its series against Cal State Fullerton. Pitching matchup tonight sees the Aggies' sophomore Corey Ray versus Tyler Holscher. A victory by the Aggies would put Rob Childress on the 300-win plateau for his career with the first pitch tonight, 6:35, and all that action is on WTAW as well. Texas A&M volleyball team will face some top collegiate teams in the region during its spring exhibition season, as the Aggies are slated to compete in 3 tournaments. And if you yearn for the good old days of the Holler House, you'll have one last chance. The Aggies will welcome Rice, SFA, Texas State, and UTSA to College Station on April the 6th for what will likely be the last athletic competition held at G. Raleigh White Coliseum before its impending demolition. The San Antonio Spurs enjoyed a 2-game lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Western Conference following the 105-93 triumph last night over the Thunder. Tiago Splitter finished with 21 points, 10 rebounds as the Spurs beat the Thunder for the 6th straight time while ending Oklahoma's 5-game winning streak. Gonzaga is the number one team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the 2nd straight week. The Bulldogs are backed up their ranking with the last night's 65-51 win over St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference Championship game, putting Gonzaga back in the NCAA tournament for the 15th straight season. Speaking of straight seasons, Brittany Griner scored 31 points to top-ranked Baylor, won its 3rd consecutive Big 12 tournament by rolling past number 23 Iowa State, 75-47. In a matchup of the Big 12's top 2 seeds, the Lady Bears dominated with their 6'8 senior, and they easily earned the trophy in their dominating run through the conference. Now the defending national champions can turn their attention to the big prize. In spring baseball, Hunter Pence doubled, tripled, and drove in both runs Monday in the San Francisco Giants' 2-1 victory over the Texas Rangers. Dallas Cowboys have released linebacker Dan Connor and restructured the contracts of 3 more players, moves expected to get them under the salary cap. Dallas had already redone contracts before other players adding guard Mackenzie Barndude, defensive tackle Jay Ratliff, and quarterback Orlando Scandrick to the list on Monday. Teams have to be under the salary cap, which is $123 million, by later on today when free agency starts. And finally, Michael Vick's book signing tour has been canceled because of threats against him for running a dogfighting ring. The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback was scheduled to sign copies of his autobiography, Finally Free, at Barnes & Noble stores in Atlanta, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. A person with knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press the signings were scrapped because of threats against Vick and store employees. Vick served an 18-month federal prison term for his role in a dogfighting ring. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during the brutally hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Have them give you a bid to install a state-of-the-art irrigation system for your lawn or garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades here in the Brazos Valley and are front runners in the industry. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get your irrigation system installed quickly before the rush. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726 or go to the website PrinceIrrigation.com.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Well, here you go. This ought to be really nice. We can look forward to
that rock music.
What is that?
It's not me.
Yeah, that was me. That was my fault. I was trying to find something. That was the music playing underneath on our people website.
Sounded like the cantina from Star Wars over there.
Yeah. So anyway, trying to improve the smell of your home. Well, I think you were talking about.
Keep washing your laundry. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, no, actually, there's a new air freshener that's made of cow manure.
A pair
of high school students in Indonesia, are marketing a smelly but organic cow concoction. The environmentally friendly cow pie air freshener, said to have the natural fragrance of herbs.
Yeah.
And it's good for human health, too. Here's how it's made, in case you care. The two teen girls collect the cow poo from a nearby cattle farm. Then they leave it to ferment for 3 days. Then
Great.
They mix it with coconut water. If the product proves successful in Indonesia, they hope they can find it to its way to store shelves around the world. Whole Foods?
Wonderful.
I'm not sure.
Just going to trick the hippies, huh?
That really would be Ode to Toiletti. Though,
it would. That's right. Yeah, good for the hippies. Right, yeah. Hey, man, look at this. And I only paid $23 for it. Wow. Anyway, look for a high temperature today.